Pinchas Tavshinon Aleph, Dvar Malchus. In this Sicha, the Rebbe explains that we bring the Geula through the avoid of making here Eretz Yisrael. As the Rebbe says in the Sicha, Machdo Eretz Yisrael. This is associated with the avoid of being a Pnimi. What's a Pnimi? One who is completely involved in what he's doing right now. Not thinking about what he's going to do later, is what he's doing now, that's where he's involved. The instruction of Machdo Eretz Yisrael, make here Eretz Yisrael, is explained by the Rebbe, and according to the Rebbe, even when he is found here in Chutz Laretz, and in the time of Golis, one must make Eretz Yisrael here, in this place and time. Seemingly, according to Torah, here is not Eretz Yisrael. It's a question. You have to make here Eretz Yisrael, but here, you're not in Eretz Yisrael. So the way to make here, which is not Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Yisrael is by being totally involved in the avoda of the moment, without thinking about what it will lead to, whether it's the main thing or a preparation for something else. As the Rebbe says in the Sikh, it's known, the saying of the Rebbe Rashab, a pnimi is one who is completely involved in everything he does. So even if what he's doing is a preparation for something else, such as singing the nigun as a preparation for hearing a Chassidish Maimer from the Rebbe, story that the Rebbe brings in the Sicha. Even while he's singing the Nigun, he's focused on what he's doing. He's focused on the Nigun and not what it leads to, which is the Maimer. Right? You would think the Maimer is the important thing, and the Nigun is just to get into the mood. No, when you're singing the Nigun, you're with the Nigun. And then when the Rebbe says the Maimer, you're with the Maimer. So to quote the Rebbe, a Yid must do his avoda here, in this place and time, with complete perfection, based on his abilities and potentials in his situation, in thought, speech, and action, as a Pnimi, who is completely involved in whichever avoda he is presently doing, and he doesn't think at the time that he's doing it about another avoda later. He is making this, in this place and time, a land in which Yiddishkeit, Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, is openly recognizable. Now, let's look deeper into this subject. The repeated references here, like the word here, in our, the Rebbe says it in Yiddish, do, the word here, as our present time and place, this is seemingly draws a connection to a mimer that was released a year earlier by the Rebbe. This mimer is found in the Malukit Dalid, for those who learned the Maimorim. God liye kvod habayis hazeh isn't the name of the mimer, but the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a whole long mimer, but in that mimer there are three sections, 6, 7, and 8, Vav, Zayin, and Ches, and there the Rebbe explains some very deep concepts behind one of the miraculous phenomena that took place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. What happened there? In that space, which was the size of the Aron Kodesh, took up no space. As Chazal say, Mokum Aaron Enu Min Amida. So what does that mean? The Kodesh Gadoshim itself was a room in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was 20 amos wide, right? It has to be a certain size, because the Torah says to build it like that. So the room was 20 amos from side to side. The Aaron with the Luchos Sabris in it was 2.5 amos wide. Also has to be like that, because the Torah says to build it like that. So under normal circumstances, if you put a box that's 2.5 amos wide in a room that's 20 amos wide, so the box takes up 2.5 amos from the middle. Let's say you put it in the middle. And if you measure from the side of the box to the wall of the room, you will find 8.75 amos in each direction. In other words, 8.3 from the edge of the box to the wall, 8.75 amos, and also on the other side. And if you add the size of the box, 2.5 amos, so you wind up with the 20 amos, which is the size of the room. But in actuality, what they found was that the distance measured from the edge of the box to the wall was 10 amos. From both sides of the box of the Aaron, and the Aaron itself was 2.5, which doesn't make sense. How do you have 10 amos on one side, 10 amos on the other side? That's already 20. And then you also have the width of the box, which is 2.5, but the room itself is only 20 amos. So the Chazal say the box of the Aaron didn't take up any space in the room. It itself had space. It was 2.5 amos wide, but it did not take up space in the room. So you're saying, well, how do you understand that? Well, that's the idea. It's not understandable. The explanation is best understood from, I just said it's not understandable, but we can, as much as we can understand it, If we look at the Maimer itself, you'll see what the Rebbe is trying to get at. But to briefly summarize what the Rebbe says in the Maimer of how to understand this non-understandable reality, the Rebbe says like this: time and place, Zman u'Mokim, are generally a function of the name Elohim, which is Tzimtzum and concealment. Those for whom these are unfamiliar terms, you have should go ahead and learn them, because I can't explain it all now. So the name Elohim is Tzimtzum and concealment, and this is the essence of Golus. Elokus is concealed, and the divisions of time and place come into being. Higher than the name Elohim is the name Yudki Vovki, which is essentially higher than time and place, as the Rebbe explains. This is not to say that they do not exist at all on the level of Yudki Vovki, but rather that they exist without division and separation, Hischalkus. Meaning that all moments are united, because the name Yud Gei Vav Kei means Haya Hoyvi Ve'ihiya Ki Echad, past, present, and future as one. So there is a past, there is a present, and there is a future, but they're all one. That's the name Yud Gei Vav Kei. That's how time exists, but doesn't really exist on that level, because it's not divided into past, present, and future. They're all as one. And the same is true for the spatial dimensions of space. They exist in a state of unity without being divided into here and there. In other words, you have all the dimensions, all the directions, but they're all in a oneness. Now, in the text, I have here a comment. I'll save it for the end in the recording. So based on the above, we can understand the miraculous phenomenon of the Aaron in the Kodesh Kodoshim, that the place of the Aaron was not a usual place like the rest of the world. The rest of the world is created by the name Elohim, which conceals the oneness of Yudki Vovki. And therefore, the whole world is Hischalkus. It's spread out and divided. Rather, that place, the Kodesh Kodashim, is unique in that it had there a revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei within the reality created by Elohim. In other words, all regular places in the world exist in a state of division and separation. Each place is separate from and distant from other places. This place is separate from the place that's next to it, which is separate from the place next to it. Each one is farther from the other one, and every place has its own location. In a Yud Kei Vav Kei reality, there would be no such thing as individual places. They would all be nullified to the oneness. In this unique spot, Kodesh Kodashim, there was a revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, oneness and unity, within Elohim, which is separation and division, resulting in a place in our familiar world of Elohim, which possessed fixed dimensions, a place that is 20 amos wide. But within this place of 20 amos, it was revealed the unity and oneness of Yud Kei Vav Kei, in that the fixed dimensions of the Aaron could coexist within the fixed dimensions of the Kodesh Kodashim in a state of unity, that they didn't take up the space. You have to see the Maimer itself to really understand what I'm trying to summarize here. In any event, from here we can appreciate a deeper dimension of Machdo Eretz Yisrael, make here Eretz Yisrael. The very concept of here, as opposed to there, is a function of the name Elohim, the source of Tzimtzum and Golus. From the perspective of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the terms here and there are irrelevant because all places are as one. Wherever you are, you're here. So the very fact that we are found here means that we are in a world of Tzimtzum. You know, we're here as opposed to there. That's in a world of Tzimtzum, a world of division and separation created by the name Elohim. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to make here into Eretz Yisrael the avoid of revealing the true underlying oneness as it exists by the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. How do you reveal it? By being a Pnimi, who, as Zeb says, is completely involved in whichever avodah he's presently doing, and he doesn't think at the time that he is doing it about another avodah later. That is the Yud Kei Vav Kei reality. That is the Geula reality. There's no now and then, since the Yud Kei Vav Kei reality is always found in the present moment, which includes all moments. Through this avodah of emulating the Yud Kei Vav Kei reality, a Yid is making in this place and time a land in which Yud Kei Vav Kei is openly recognizable. That the Rebbe says in the Sicha. The future revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei within Elohim, not nullifying Elohim, but within Elohim, within the world of separateness, will reveal that the Tzimtzum itself is not real from the perspective of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and will bring about the unity of all places and all moments. The true meaning of the ingathering of the exiles, Kibbutz Goliath, from all four corners of the world, the Rebbe says in the Sicha. This is Eretz Yisrael reality, certainly as it will be in the future when Yerushalayim will spread out to all Eretz Yisrael. And the way we arrive to Eretz Yisrael, the revelation of the unity and oneness of Yud Kei Vav Kei, is through the avoid of being a Pnimi, living the moment in a way of all moments in our thought, speech, and action. And as a Maimer Amuzga, as a parenthetical statement, in the world of Tzimtzum created by the name Elohim,
There's a division of place. I can be here and you can be there. But really, here and there are not different places. They're, but rather they're concepts. Wherever I am found is here, and wherever I am not found is there. Right? And if I go to another place, well, that place is here for me. Wherever I am, that's here. And wherever I am not, that's there. It's not, there's no place called here. Here is wherever I am. Thus, the concept of going to Eretz Yisrael is the concept of Tzimtzum and Golis. In the Geula, when there will be a revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei in our present reality, that's what will be in the Geula. In the Geula, there will be a revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei in our present reality. In the Geula, we will discover that here includes everywhere. And thus, we will find ourselves in Eretz Yisrael and more in the Kodesh Kedoshim, where all places are unified in that one place. Everything is here. The concept of here is everything. So in actuality, we are not working here in order to go there. We are working here to bring about the revelation that here really includes there. If I'm explaining myself clearly. And there's a hint to this, perhaps there's a hint to this. The word there in Lashon HaKodesh is Shom. Shin Mem. Shin Mem is Gematria 340. 340, you can divide it by 4 and you get 85. 85 is the Gematria of Poi. Poi means here, implying that there is no really there. Everything, even there, is really here in a way of multiplicity. Just a lot of division of here. Everything is really here. Anyway, that's just a remez, but really these are very, very deep things, and the avoid is in our hands. Yichi Adonainu Boreinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Le'einu V'Oed.